Foundation's Mutual Aid Foraging Information, local preserves, buttons, cards, crochet, and punk performances all under one roof, come check out the first ever Cataraqui Punk Rock Flea Market on Saturday, May 30th from 1 till 3 at the Broom Factory as part of Spring Reverb. CFRC DJs will be spinning tunes in between sets by the Meringues and Havana Syndrome. With nearly 30 vendors indoors and outdoors, you're sure to find something that speaks to your strange side.
Welcome, everybody. It's Terry.
And Sherry.
And it's 30 Years of Nonsense.
Are you living your best life today, Terry, or are you in the upside down?
I'm in the upside down and backwards. I got to be honest. Come into the studio today, one of the systems was down, and now we're backwards. I feel like I'm sleeping on the wrong side of the bed.
That's my saying to say that I don't like to sleep on the opposite side because I feel dizzy when I wake up and disoriented. And so today, I know this is a really silly nuance, but I usually sit on the left when we do this, and Terry sits on the right, and today we're up. Opposite, and it feels weird and awkward, so it's probably going to be clunky. We're going to forewarn people right now.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm going to go back to living my best life on this song.
Right.
We'll get a little cashmere finishing things out, and then we'll come back and we'll get things going. Here we go.
Disheveled, we realized we're probably not going to be able to do PSAs today or promos for other shows so that we can check that box. My PSA to you all is please be kind and be a good human. And my promo is please listen to Into the Darkness or Real Talk on Real Estate on Monday mornings. We actually just promo two shows. They happen to be ours.
Yeah, nice.
That was good, eh?
Now I'm living my best life.
All right. I'm very clever. So I know that you are on topic today. However, I'm going to pull a U and take a left turn because I have a funny story that I want to share with you and our listeners that happened to me this morning. So is that okay?
Oh, 100%.
All right. Well, I was at a home inspection this morning for a house that someone I represent as a buyer is purchasing. That was Terry opening a Red Bull, if everybody heard that.
I'm living my
reddest
best,
life.
My Red
he
Bull
needs
life.
Wings to get through this show at this point.
I'm exhausted.
Anyways, I was at a home inspection this morning and it was unusual, but the owner of the home stayed home. And usually they vacate the property so we can have free reign and look under every single nook and cranny of the house and make sure that it's ready for the buyer. And this lovely lady, really nice lady, just said, oh, I didn't realize I was supposed to leave. I'm going to stay. And I said, great. Then I guess I'm going to entertain her for 2 hours and let the inspectors do their things so that she's not following them around saying, oh, this is why that wire's like this. And there's a story behind that dent and whatever.
Oh, yeah, they've always got a story.
There's always a story, right? All that to say, I had 2 hours with this lady to chat. And so we got to chatting with about pretty much everything. And I mentioned this show. I was telling her that this is what I do on Thursday afternoons and this is kind of what the show is like. And I asked her what her favorite concert was. And she said, oh, I didn't really go to many concerts growing up. I was one of those people though, like, do you remember when like Kingswood used to have concerts? And I laughed and I said, we talk about that all the time on the show. And I feel like Terry and I are the only ones who remember the Kingswood music series for $5. But this lady said she had gone to one of those, so she really enjoyed it.
What show? Did she tell you?
It was heavier metal than I would have been at. So I feel like, I don't know, AC/DC or something. I don't even know if they played there, but it was something that I was like, oh that's
I wish I'd have known because I went to so many.
I know you did. But that's not even the best part of the story.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so the more interesting part of the story is she used to be a long-haul truck driver, and she was in Texas in the early 80s. She was telling this story. So she was in Texas, long-haul truck driving in the 80s, and just went to a bar, a country bar by herself, and decided she was going to have a beer because she'd been truck driving all day and she was tired. And someone was making inappropriate solicitations towards her and kind of harassing her at the bar.
Nice. Okay.
And so this other man stepped in and said, like, hey, buddy, leave the lady alone. She doesn't seem interested. Can you just leave her alone? So the bad guy went away and the other guy stepped up and she said, oh my goodness, thank you so much for standing up for me. You know, can I buy you a drink or something? And he said, no need. I got to get back up on the stage. And she goes, oh, what's your name? And he goes, oh, my name is Garth Brooks. And she said, you're not bad. So she told Garth Brooks
that he's not bad. That's too funny.
So I told you were going to think it was
God,
funny.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
And she said, so her claim to fame, I guess, was that she just told Garth Brooks he was not bad.
And he stood up for her. So that's got to be
way early
if he was just doing bars still, right? That's like 83, 84?
Yeah, she said it was early 80s.
Wow, that's so great.
What a funny story.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I do. I loved it, so I wanted to save it to share with you when we were on the air so that you heard it for the first time. I got your reaction, and then all the listeners heard it as well.
Oh, that's great.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, that's really funny.
I'm sure you're going to repeat that story because you sometimes take my good stories and repeat them like
they're your own.
I know. My jokes and my stories, you take them.
Yeah, I took your joke earlier today.
I don't know which one. I don't know if it was appropriate or not, but
probably
that's okay.
Not.
All right, so you're on tap today.
What are we talking about? I've decided I'm done with the 80s. I went and looked back and I'm like, okay, I've killed the 80s. And there's tons of more 80s, great 80s songs. Don't be, you know, I'm moving on to the 90s,
right,
though. I thought I would start off with a little early 90s, so I wanted to start off with Depeche Mode.
Because
Depeche Mode had some really big hits in the 90s. Their Violator album came out in early 90s. I think it was like 91, that first tour, the Violator tour. And I picked Personal Jesus from it.
Oh, good song.
Yeah, it's a great song, and it's got such a great intro. So let's do a little Personal Jesus and a little Depeche Mode to kick things off here.
Reach out, touch faith. Lift up the receiver of faith, you're a believer.
That started quick.
See, you're just not comfortable on the left.
I am not comfortable whatsoever on this side. It's crazy.
It's all awkward.
I'm like, I don't even know how to work this computer. It's the exact same computer. I feel like I'm just backwards.
Well, your hands are backwards. That's all.
Yeah, I know. I don't like it.
All right. Well, talking of nonsense, before we go any further, we should probably update the folks about how the trip was, because Kieran and I spent all week last week talking about Vegas and talking up your big trip coming. And so you can't, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. So you can't share details. You can't share names.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
What were the big three highlights, I guess, of the trip?
Okay. Well, first things first, when you guys were doing it, I was driving home on Thursday. I was rushing home and I was listening live online, CFRC doc.
CA?
Yep. And I just type in CFRC and it pops up. It self-populates. I don't even need to figure that out anymore. Anyway, I was listening live and I had forgotten that I had driven from Vegas to California after Kieran blew up his bike during one of his practices one year. And I drove 4.5 hours into Southern California, met with a mechanic who rebuilt his engine, and then I drove back through the night to be back for the first thing in the morning. I forgot that it even happened. And then
the good thing is it meant that much to him that he hasn't forgotten.
No, I know, but we've just done so much that I'm like, I've just got brain fog from some of the things. But yeah, it was
That's
such.
That's not what it's from.
No, I know. but anyway, it was so much fun, that trip with Kieran. This trip was fantastic. Kieran was obviously on it again. And the other guys, so there was 10 of us in total. I won't say names. I got to meet some new guys and hang out with some old friends. And really, it was just a great. And I'm hoping it's going to be an annual trip. You're saying no, but I'm saying yes. Obviously not Vegas all the time, but we had such a great time and it was such a good bonding experience for Kieran and I to hang out and just be father and son, but more like friends. It was so much fun.
Well, he's an adult now.
Yeah, so. And it was nice. We woke up, we got upgraded and we stayed at the Paris Hotel.
Okay.
And our hotel looked out to the Sphere. So every So every morning when the Sphere woke up, it wakes and rises.
It turns yellow and
it becomes the sun and
smiley face
and stuff.
So I
woke up to that every morning.
A little creepy. But
yeah, it was. I'm like, oh, I guess it's daytime. And so that was kind of neat. I guess the meals were really cool. So the highlight for food was we went to Hell's Kitchen.
Okay.
And they have this beef Wellington, and half the guys had that. I had this really nice 16-ounce ribeye, Chicago. Like, it was just fantastic. I won't get into it. Meals were fantastic. And then the next night, we went to Fogo de Chogo or something. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Brazilian meat place.
It was a Brazilian steakhouse, and it was phenomenal.
Okay.
Phenomenal. And then we went on to Fremont Street that night and just hung out there. There was live bands playing. And I mean, we were coming back probably around 2:45 in the morning, Vegas time.
Okay, so
6 a.m. our time. And the band was still playing. And it was playing since we got there at 10.
Wow.
So it was just going. And it was packed. You would have thought it was 3 in the afternoon, downtown Toronto. There was people everywhere. Oh. It was incredible. It was such a good time. And then Kieran and I spent some time on Sunday. We went out for a drive, went in towards the desert, down to South Point for nostalgic reasons.
Nice. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and then we went to P.F. Chang's and had some nice lunch there. I love P.F. Chang's. And then we went to Barnes.
I had grapes in my car on Sunday.
And then we went to Barnes Noble, bought you a book, I bought you a nice dress for Mother's Day.
That's great. Oh, apparently Kieran bought me something, but I still haven't seen it.
Oh, you still haven't seen it?
No.
It's really nice.
Yeah, he's a scoundrel.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that was, in short, how the Vegas trip is. But yeah. I'm glad you're all home, safe and sound, and intact.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, and hanging out with the guys was good. And
there were a lot of laughs.
That's an understatement.
I know. I know the guys.
We'll leave it at that. It was just a really good time. So that's a really nice segue, because No Doubt was playing while we were there.
Okay. And you happen to have picked a No Doubt song?
And I picked a No Doubt song.
Wow, we didn't even plan that.
I know. It's so funny. I really wanted to see No Doubt. And there was a couple of guys that wanted to see it. But the cost, because it had gone to secondhand scalper tickets, yeah. they went from being like $80 to like $500.
Well, and then conversion.
Yeah, it was crazy. The terrible seats, and there was no real terrible seats, were like $375. Yeah. And I just couldn't justify it.
Well, you also had just told me you spent ridiculous money on that Hell's Kitchen meal by mistake. Not like that it's a bad thing, but I was like, that's a lot of money for one meal.
Yeah, it was crazy.
So no concert for you.
No concert for me.
No Doubt,
but
then.
Yeah, I mean, you could hear it and people were walking around. I should have went up and bought a concert shirt because I do love a good concert shirt. But anyway, didn't get there, but I did get this. So here we go.
Nothing else don't face me. Can you be my one and only sunshine lady? No, if no, maybe. Hey, baby.
I'm just sipping on chamomile. Watching boys and girls in the sex appeal. With a stranger in my face who says he knows my mom and went to my high school.
That's right.
All the boys say.
What'd you think of that?
I think it's funny, and it made me think, do you think when Gwen Stefani was singing that song that in her wildest dreams she thought in the future she'd be married to Blake Shelton?
Absolutely not.
It's so funny.
Old Red. They had, there's an Old Red in Vegas now.
Okay.
Yeah, right behind the lake.
His bar.
And it was hopping. When we came at 3 a.m, when we came back, on the Saturday/Sunday morning, there was still a lineup at 3 a.m. to get in. It clearly does not close.
Oh, no, it's fantastic. Well, first of all, he's fantastic, and that's a great atmosphere. But yeah, when she was singing, I was chuckling, thinking, okay, this is probably the early 90s. There's no world where she thinks she's married to Blake Shelton in the future. But they're like head over heels in love.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember when this came out on Saturday Night Live when we saw these guys?
No.
I'm going to play a couple of songs today.
We should play songs from Saturday Night Live, actually. That should be in a trivia category.
Well, it is. I've done it.
Okay.
But I'm going to play Counting Crows a little bit later on.
Oh, that one I know exactly
remember?
Where we were.
Yeah, yeah.
I do know exactly.
Yeah, yeah. That was awesome.
Yeah, that was great.
These guys, now, obviously, Bounty Killer wasn't on the remix. She wasn't a remix back then. But I thought I would play that because it's such a cool version of that song.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
So what do you got next?
I do. I'm going to play a little U2 now, you know, the best band in the world, obviously. But I'm going to play them because this album, Octoon Baby, I don't know if you remember that.
I do remember, yes.
So Octoon Baby was not the one that was uploaded onto everybody's phone.
No. I do remember that when iPhones came with a
U2
album.
What a disaster that was for U2. But anyway, I think it was just a promo that iPhone or whatever was thinking they would just do. I think they bought the rights
to
the album.
Somebody got paid for it.
Oh, yeah. And somebody got fired for it as well. But this is a great song. This is U2's One.
All right.
And I just thought...
Isn't this from a movie?
There's so
you
many...
You talk about like a war movie where there's a guy who might be like... I don't know, crippled or handicapped or something.
No, you're thinking of Metallica.
Yes, that's
the one.
Is that called One as well?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's not the same one, but it is also One.
All right.
But anyway, here we go. A little U2.
Is it getting better? Do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You're saying one love, one life. When it's one need in the night, one love, we get to share.
Love is a temple, love a higher love, love.
listen to that band all day long.
They are great.
What do you got?
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Because there is a clear delineation for you and I between the first half of the 90s and the second half of the 90s, which half was your favorite?
I'm going to say they're just too different. They're not even compatible, right? So when we start thinking about, well, when I start getting into some of my later 90s, Bare Naked Ladies, who were around earlier, but Bare Naked Ladies, Great Big Sea, Spirit of the West, the bands that you and I went to see together.
Yeah.
Obviously, those are way more important than, you know, No Doubt and Depeche Mode. And I love those concerts, don't get me wrong. But once we started doing shows and going to things together, obviously it changed things.
Yeah, I was going to say because, well, we had a child in 95, so everything changes.
Oh, absolutely.
When you have a child, your whole world changes.
Yeah.
But the funny part of that story is we only met in 93.
Yeah, and I mean, I was on the radio at a different radio station at the time as well. So,
yeah.
I mean, I was playing all this music and other stuff, right? Like I was playing a lot of alternative, a lot of dance music late at night and playing in different clubs and bars around the GTA and stuff.
And then you met me,
and
bought
then,
a house, got yeah. married, got me pregnant, and then you stopped doing all those
oh,
things.
I know. And then I became a wedding DJ and things totally changed,
exactly.
Right?
Well, it's funny because I literally have like a gap in my memory of any music pretty much from 95 because I was home with a newborn. And so all you know is Barney.
Yeah, well, for that time period, right? Now it would be Paw Patrol or something.
I don't even know if that's the
thing. I don't
even
know what has music.
I guess we're about to find
out
again.
Yeah, we are about to find out again. So, yeah, I think you made that announcement on Mother's Day, right?
I
you did.
Yes.
You announced that our daughter is pregnant and expecting on September
5th.
Sure. I thought it was the 6th, but okay, we'll go with 5.
That weekend.
Yeah.
And we could not be more delighted. But yes, I did publicly announce that on Mother's Day.
Yeah.
And it seemed like the right day to announce that the child who made me a mother is going to make me a grandmother.
Yeah, it's amazing.
But make me a Daisy, let's be clear.
Yeah, absolutely.
We can talk about that another time.
For sure, for sure.
What else you got?
Clued so, again, in no particular order, because I'm going to do probably the 90s for the next month. So every Thursday for the, you know, well, month of shows. And then, so this is show 96.
Oh, I'm excited for 100.
Well, it's funny. Your mom said the same thing to me. And I was like, well, no, 104 is more important to me because that's 2 years.
I guess, yeah.
Right? So 100 is
a big deal.
It is a great milestone. But 104 for me is even bigger because that's 2 years on this show. That's
right.
Right?
Okay, 52 weeks times
52
two.
52 weeks times two, right? Mm-hmm. So 104. I'm good with my math. So, yeah, I'm excited for that.
Okay.
And but I think right up until then, I think I'm going to spend a lot of time in the 90s. There was just so much stuff. And, you know, there's country 90s. There's rap 90s. There's all sorts of things. There's bands I got to open up for in the 90s when I was still working the club scene and stuff and doing that stuff. So there's just so much different music. I would love to do a whole set of rave music,
okay.
But I'm not sure.
Why don't we play some more?
All right. Let's do a little Spin Doctors.
You're actually brainstorming out loud right now.
I know.
Now.
It's crazy. So let's do a little Spin Doctors. And here we go. Two Princes. I love this song. Mark Riley, this one's for you.
That's what I said now. Princess, princess who adore you. Just go. options go ahead now. One has diamonds in his pockets, and that's a friend now. This one who wants to buy you rockets ain't in his head now. Marry him or marry me, I'm the winner, let me flip the can. Just go ahead now, and if you like to tell me, maybe just go ahead now, and if you wonder about me flowers, just go ahead now, and if you like to talk for hours, just go ahead now, and if you want to call me, baby, just go ahead now, and if you like to tell me, maybe just go ahead now, and if you like to buy me flowers, just go ahead now, and if you
I'd buy you flowers.
And I'd tell you not to. I don't like flowers. They die. I don't like the reminder that pretty things die. And I hate the smell of dead flower water. So please don't spend our money on flowers for me.
I won't.
That's the most married thing I've ever said.
Yeah, that's all good. All right, let's talk about the weekend.
All right.
So we'll like to actually talk about last night, because last night was Wednesday night trivia.
Yeah, it was. It was great. We're loving being at Spearhead.
Yeah, Spearhead, being back at Spearhead is amazing.
Can't wait till we're out on the patio. Hasn't been good enough weather yet to be out on the patio, which is ridiculous.
I know. I'm hoping Wednesday night this upcoming week, it's nice, it's warm, and we can be just blasting it away out on the patio.
Yeah, it was super fun though. Really crowded. Their food is great now. I'm really happy with it. You gave me the table I wanted last night, so I was really happy because it was beside the fireplace.
Yeah, it's so funny. I came in and there was a fireplace on. I was like, what?
It's just kind of ambiance, but yeah. it's nice. And
it was
still
kicking off a bit of heat, though.
I know, because I was sitting beside it.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
And then we're going out to trivia again tonight.
Yeah, we are. We're going to another trivia night put on by Amanda, and we'll go hang out and be with them. And
At Riverhead.
We'll
give a shout out to Riverhead.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And looking forward to that. So we've joined up with a couple of different teams from my trivia night to go play their trivia night.
Yeah, it's fun.
So yeah, absolutely.
It's very different. It's more like trivia as opposed to just music. Yeah. We always kill it when we get to the musical round, but then there's other like super smart questions that we don't kill it at.
I don't know about Canadian geography and mountains and water and stuff, but maybe I should.
Maybe. Okay, so we're doing that. And then do you remember what we're doing tomorrow night?
Yeah, I'm putting up signs somewhere.
Yeah, you're being sign guy tomorrow.
Yeah.
I have a new cottage listing up near Charbert Lake on Black Lake, and it's kind of complicated to get signs put up because you need directional signs, and you need one on the dock, and then you need one at the house, and then when you get somebody to do that, it gets really expensive. And you know what you work for? A sub.
Oh, okay. So I'm not billing you?
No. You get a sub on the way home in my undying love.
Well, there
so
you
that's
go.
What
that's
we're
enough.
Doing on Friday night.
That's enough for me. And then Saturday, I'm actually taking off right after the radio show. Taking off with a buddy, and we're going to Montreal, and I'm playing in a Irish football and hurling competition.
Okay. So, well, this is your first one.
It is. It's my first tourney. I'm pretty excited.
Excited or nervous?
I'm excited. I'm hoping I don't get my head bashed in.
Some
of these boys are pretty big and they take this stuff seriously. So we'll see. I actually got invited to the one in Vegas next year, and it's called the Over 40 Knees That Crack.
Oh,
tournament,
okay.
And it's crack, but the crack is spelt
like
the Irish way.
The Irish jokey way.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of funny. So, so there's a bunch of guys already signed up to go to that as well. So we'll be doing that, and you can come.
I will. I'll go to Vegas next January. I can do that, yes.
Absolutely. So we'll do that. But, so I'm going to be in Montreal just for the day. I don't think I'm staying over. I want to get back because we got so much to do around the house. And then we've got to go up and open the trailer on Monday. There's just...
Well, let's backtrack for a second. Of course, I have something to say.
Oh, you always have something to say.
Always. I have an open house.
Of course you
do. Anyone shocked about that? I have an open house at one of my listings in Picton on Saturday from 2 o'clock until 4 o'clock, and that would be at 21 Center Street. So if anyone wants to come back and say hello, I would be delighted to see you there because I would love to get this home sold for the lovely owner. So that's happening on Saturday afternoon. And then, yes, Sunday
we... Is that the one with the rock climbing wall?
Yes. This house is very cool. It has a little rock climbing wall in the backyard.
For kids and stuff.
For kids. It's pretty really funky. Very fun, beautiful house. Could be an income property as well as a single family home. So lots of options. But again, 21 Center Street, Saturday, 2 to 4, Picton. And then Sunday, we're going to work around the house because we have a pool and we have a hot tub and we have a lawn and all of those things need maintained and readied for the spring. We don't have our patio furniture out or any of those things, but it hasn't even been worth it weather-wise.
Yeah, I mean, I've got the nets up for the hurling in the backyard.
Well, you mowed the lawn once only so the guys could come over and hurl.
Yeah.
But the front lawn's not mowed.
No, the front lawn's atrocious, so but it's so wet right now because of the rain.
Hopefully by Sunday we'll
I'm hoping it's dry enough I can cut some of it. I don't think I'm going to be able to cut where the pond is kind of right now,
well,
where the ducks have been.
Well, there shouldn't be a pond because we're redirecting water away from the house right now.
I know, so. It's crazy, but we've got that still that little pond where the ducks...
Yeah,
kind
we literally have ducks on our front lawn.
Yeah, we do have ducks running around on our front lawn. Right.
So then we're doing that on Sunday. I think we're going to enjoy the house and do some cleaning up around the house. And then Monday, Terry is going to guest with me on my radio show, Mondays at 10 a.m., talking about finding your way home, real talk on real estate. And he's going to talk about what it's like to be married to a crazy busy realtor in Spring Market.
It's crazy busy.
It is crazy busy.
I'll talk more about it on that.
He will. That's a whole different topic for another show. But then we're going to go up. We have a trailer on Singleton Lake. So we're going to go and open our trailer and take the cover off and make sure there's no mice and dust everything out and check
it. There shouldn't be any mice because we put all the bounce sheets everywhere.
Yeah.
And they they're not a big fan of bounce sheets.
And see what's going on. And then I heard it was going to be lovely. So maybe we'll sit for 5 minutes and enjoy the sunshine.
Not going to happen.
By that, I mean, you'll probably watch TV.
Well, I haven't even brought I bought a new TV to put up at the trailer.
Just what we needed. Not.
A nice outdoor one. Okay. So I've got that. And then the boat's meant to arrive
the next Friday.
The next Friday, so we'll be home for
that. We can't afford gas for it. So they can just keep the boat at the marina because I don't want to put it in the water and drive it. Because gas is, well, it's already $1.80 and then pay marina fuel fees.
No, forget that. It's super. You're just thinking regular. You can't put regular.
You can tell them to keep the boat this year. Not put it in the water. And we are going to have a jar.
Oh, my God.
We're going to have a jar out at our trailer for our friends that says, yes, we take gas donations.
Oh, my God.
I'm not even kidding.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy.
It's going to be crazy.
But my dad said, if you have to ask how much it is to fill it, you can't own it.
Yeah, well, gas wasn't $2 a liter then.
I bet you it was.
It's never been. So
I don't know.
Dad shouldn't say that because we've never had this kind of economic.
Listen, you know my dad. My dad will say whatever he wants.
He'll say what he wants. But anyways, let's play some music. We're talking too much.
So I was actually texting with a buddy because I was like, hey, listen to my show. So now at least I know I have one listener. And I said to him, what kind of music do you want to hear? And he goes, I'd love to hear some Stone Temple Pilots, which is funny. Because I have them queued up because that when we went on our first date weekend down to Virginia Beach, this song had just come out.
Okay.
So we got a little STP and we got Plush.
All right,
so here we go.
It.
And I feel
great song.
Yeah, yeah.
So should we tell the story about the next one?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Go ahead.
All right. Well, the first place Terry and I lived together was in a basement apartment in Pickering or Ajax.
No, Pickering Village. Yeah.
I was living with some girlfriends when we got together, and they, like most people, thought it was going way too fast and didn't want him basically moving in after the first weekend. So very quickly,
what do they know?
Right? Very quickly, we got our own basement apartment. And one of the things that we used to do was a lot of eating chicken Caesar salad.
Yeah, rum and Coke.
Drinking a rum and Coke. That was kind of our ritual. And we did that on Saturday nights and Wednesday because those were laundry days for us in our basement apartment. And the first time we were doing that and we saw the Counting Crows on Saturday Night Live, they were singing Mr. Jones.
Yeah.
And it was a good memory for us because that was the beginning of obviously our relationship. But we were saying even then, like, this band is going to be huge. And this song is now iconic of the 90s. You don't even really have to describe it. But that's our happy memory around the Counting Crows and Mr. Jones.
Should we talk about who owned the house that we stayed
no,
in?
No, I don't think we should, because you're not going to say something nice. And we shouldn't say nice things about people on air.
I was just going to say that they were actually in a pretty famous girls band.
They were a local Toronto band, and that's enough.
Yeah, called Toronto.
I'm not going to say anymore. What is wrong with you?
I didn't say anything.
What is wrong with you? Play the song.
All right, here we go. Little Mr. Jones, the Counting Crows.
Stolen through the body, oh yeah, we still.
And they were, man. They are huge. They were great. That song was fantastic.
I was just thinking that I would have been 26.
Yeah, and I would have been 23.
You're 3 years younger than I am.
I know, but it's just wild.
That's crazy, eh?
That's like 32.
That's younger than our children are now.
32 years ago.
Right? Really long time. We're old.
You're old. I'm not old.
You're also old.
I'm not old. I don't know.
Okay. What else do we got? Because we only have a couple more minutes. Maybe two more songs?
No, I don't think we're even going to get them in. I'm going to start next week with a little Great Big Sea, maybe some Spirit of the West, that kind of stuff. We will finish off today with a little Bare Naked Ladies.
Iconic. And I get Canadian points for that.
Oh, yeah. But absolutely. I mean, there's nothing better than a Bare Naked Ladies concert. And we're going to see them this year.
I know. You keep telling me, but I don't have it on the calendar. And honestly, it causes me anxiety when I know there's something coming that's not on the calendar. And I know you've told me that. And the one that is at the Spire, I don't have the dates. And clearly, I know that because it's bugging me.
Yeah. Well, that's crazy. You better get those on the calendar.
I don't know the dates. How would I
put them on
the calendar?
I even printed the tickets for you.
The tickets for the Spire don't have the date on it. It's weird because I literally scoured those tickets because it was bugging me.
All right. Well, I will get you that. But it's Bare Naked Ladies and Train. And
it's like August, though, I know.
Yeah. It's August.
I'm not panicked about it. But I will be by August.
Yeah. But what's really cool about it is Train is opening up for them, which is great.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it'll be really good. And I know, we got a bunch of tickets, and he was like, oh, why didn't you get seats, like, right down at the front? And I'm like, dude, for Bare Naked Ladies, I want to be up on the lawn dancing around like an idiot.
Yeah, but we do have to bring blankets because I don't like goose poop. And there's a lot of goose poop.
Yeah, there might be. I mean,
we'll see. Well, last time we went to a concert, there was goose poop everywhere.
Well,
so
the other cool thing, though, is if it rains, they always move you down. So they upgrade you right into the front.
I'm certainly not hoping for a rain car concert.
Oh, I'm not either. But I'm just saying, like when I went to Devo and B-52s, I actually bought good seats, and then all the people on the lawn got pushed in front of me, and
you're
like, hey, what's going on, man? That's not fair.
Fine. All right, let's play this one because it's a fun song. I like it.
Yeah, so this is Bare Naked Ladies, and the song I love, Hello City.
All right.
Do you remember that?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Boop, 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 boop.
Hello, Sam.
I got to tell you, I love that song. I love all the Toronto references they talk about, you know, going down to the streetlights, the bar fights, and then going to the government and playing at the different clubs, and they name all the different places in the GTA. I do love that.
Okay.
And I also love that they do an homage to the House Martins with Happy Hour in there right at the end.
Right.
I mean, that just makes...
I bet they were an influence. I bet the House Martins influenced Barenaked Ladies' music style.
Oh, absolutely. They did. And I mean, you can just tell in how they do it, with the horns and the whole thing. And I think they really enjoy that British pop feel to it. I think it's that, for me, that's how it sounds.
Yeah, they're absolutely iconic voice, absolutely iconic Canadian.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what do you have to say? We have a minute.
Oh, well, you know, I'm pretty excited. It's going to be a nice warm weekend. I can say stay frosty, and I don't mean it. So we got that. But yeah, I'm looking forward to our 100th show now, because you've got 97, I got 98, you'll have 99, and then we'll do our 100.
Okay, right? Together?
Together. We'll do 100 shows, and what are you thinking we want to do?
I have no idea. I'm not going to think about it on the air.
Really?
Really.
Oh, well,
really.
All right.
I'd rather just play some more music and wish everyone a great, safe, long weekend.
So do we want to finish off with a little... No, I don't think we're going to do that.
Okay, we'll do something.
Okay, well, here.
This
I'm going to go back.
This is the nonsense.
This is the nonsense that is us. I got to be honest.
Okay, so for 33 seconds, you're going to get Living My Best Life again. Everyone have a great weekend.
Yeah. All right, here we go.